This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
So this is kind of fun. That announcement, by the way, is on the front page of just about every newspaper imaginable. The New York Post, it just says, baby, just say yes.
The New York Post, the top eight stories after the announcement were all about the announcement. Top eight.
So a friend of mine who happens to work downtown at Block just sent me this. I cannot verify its authenticity, but it's so fun. I'm going to read it anyway, and cheers to them. It says, team, it has come to my attention that Kansas City, and frankly the entire nation, is buzzing with the news of a certain celebrity engagement. Let's be honest. Between checking social feeds, debating potential wedding plans, and most importantly, telling your friends what married filing jointly means, I know that Focus is in short supply this afternoon. So here's the deal. If you are so inclined, call it early. Go home. Celebrate love. Speculate about that dress. Argue whether the reception will be held here in Kansas City or a castle in Europe. Pick things back up tomorrow when the internet calms down. In the meantime, congratulations to the happy couple. And congratulations to all of you for being part of the only company that understands that life changes equal tax changes.
Oh, my God.
Enjoy your afternoon. They let their staff off.
It's getting out of hand.
That is awesome.
I'm all about joy, but it's getting out of hand.
Come on, you guys. That is awesome. That is fun and incredible.
So do we get to go home?
You know, I don't recall seeing that email. We should go back and look.
Yeah. I'll check the trash.
I know that
spam folder?
If you're tuning in just now and you're like, wait, what happened? You actually lost cell service all day. The only people that are asking right now what happened, there's no way you've been on the internet at all. Maybe you've been in the caves here in Kansas City or...
No, I think the caves even know.
I think the people in the caves even know today, right? Couple was reported house hunting just weeks before the engagement.
House hunting. Where are they moving?
I think they were looking in Ohio.
Mm-hmm.
Great.
And also I read somewhere that this happened 2 or 3 weeks ago.
Oh yeah. Sometime between the podcast and the GQ photo shoot.
The internet's been having a lot of fun. Cities and companies are all jumping in and trying to be clever and having fun. There's a news station out of Cleveland, because you know, Kelsey's from that area.
Yes.
They post, biggest pop star on earth gets engaged to local man.
Well, and then the city of Cleveland and the city of whichever city she's from in Pennsylvania both put out the same message. Local man or local woman stuns in engagement photos. And it was pictures of Travis and Taylor.
Local man and local woman.
Also, the fact that some football stars don't have any rings, but she has a ring, that's going around the internet as well.
Oh, that's everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Number of rings that certain teams have, zero.
Joe Burrow, I'm looking at you.
Yeah, I'm not going to name the team.
Lamar Jackson,
but it's been fun. It has been fun to look at that today.
Now, Josh Allen is married, so he has one ring, just not that ring.
You guys know what I did, and I goofed. I was bragging that we're so excited to go to this rooftop cinema experience.
Yeah.
And if you missed it, it's down in the Crossroads. It's incredible. It's basically a movie theater on top of a building. You can take your friends. You can take anyone over, I think, 16. It's more like they want this to be an adult experience, right? And if you're between 16 and 21, you have to be accompanied by an adult.
It is a bar.
It is a bar.
That plays a movie.
So teenagers just can't go down there. But the movies they are playing appeal to our age. I mean, they're playing Dirty Dancing. Jaws, I think, is on there.
The Great Gatsby.
The Great Gatsby. Grease is one of the ones that I was so excited about that I bought all of these tickets. And then the other day, I said to Johnny, we've got to figure out, like, the Chiefs schedule. I need to start getting that on my calendar. The night that I bought the entire family tickets to go watch a rooftop cinema experience here in Kansas City, the Chiefs are playing.
Good move.
It might be actually the first one. Like, I haven't told the kids this yet. There's no way. We're not collectively as a family, we wouldn't miss the Chiefs game. We just wouldn't.
But the Friday game coming up next week?
Yeah, it's that one, Dan. Yeah,
the Brazil first game of the season.
I was like, why are there tickets available to this? Because it was the season opener.
You know, for a small fee, I'd be happy to manage your calendar for you.
Yeah, you know what? It would be great if we just had these devices that we carried around with us everywhere that could track our calendar.
Well, it's a little confusing. I mean, they typically do not play on a Friday night. So,
thank you, Dan. I agree.
You know.
A couple of phone-related stories, speaking of, to pass along to you this hour. From dirty toilets to dumpster dives, they have researched this. A new study reveals the extreme lengths people will go to save their phones. They polled people across the United States and Europe, and the numbers show the staggering and sometimes shocking lengths people will go to protect their devices. 59% reported they would go into a pool fully clothed at a wedding. That's specific. 56%.
The phone's already wet. Why would you just dive it?
Well, but the new iPhones are waterproof, Sam. Even you told me that, and I dropped mine in a bucket of water a couple weeks ago, and it was fine. 56% say they would climb into a dumpster. Gross. 54% say they would retrieve their phone from a festival toilet. I do not believe that for 1 minute.
You wouldn't even be able to find it. You'd be grabbing around and getting other people's...
I can't think about it.
...excrement instead of your phone?
I don't buy that 54% would retrieve their phone from a festival toilet. At that point, bye-bye. 51%...
If it's sitting on top, you know.
No, Dan, gross!
Wait, how drunk are they?
No, Dan!
It's an important computer, you know.
51% would miss an international flight. And 1 in 5, this is scary... would risk climbing onto a subway or tube tracks to grab their phone.
No.
I'm trying to see. Pool fully clothed. No, I wouldn't do that. Dumpster, I wouldn't do, because if you go into a dumpster diving for your phone, I just would think I would poke myself with a hypodermic needle. Like, think of all of the gross, disgusting biohazards inside
of
a dumpster.
It's also pretty tall, so you would have trouble getting in and getting out.
Festival toilet or any toilet. Well, okay, let me ask you this. Your own toilet at home.
Pre-usage or post-usage?
Post.
Oh, yeah.
One or two?
Two. I think most people would, Sam. I think most people, toilet,
well,
most people would.
I am at home, so I could go and grab the nasty gloves.
Yes, you
that
just,
I use to clean
you
the
just sanitize yourself, shower after.
It's only a couple inches deep anyway. Yeah, just reach down there.
Would you miss an international flight? That's interesting to me. Could you fly without your phone? Your boarding pass is on your phone. That's the only one that gives me pause. I would try to delay my flight to get my phone back.
I would not. I would just go get a
burner
phone once I got there.
Some kind of spy. And then listen to this. We might make this a topic. There is a new iPhone feature, and I think also for you Android people, there's something on this too, that is going to try to fight the scam phone calls coming in a new iOS update. So I don't even think you have to have a brand new phone, right?
Yeah.
Listen to this. There is a new privacy and security setting coming to your devices. Apple recently announced a big new feature that has the potential to make a huge difference in our lives. It's called call screening, and the way it works is this. When you get a call from any number not saved in your contacts, the iPhone on your behalf will ask the caller for their name and the reason for the call. That is then transcribed and sent to you.
Oh, yeah.
So they're giving you an Apple secretary?
Yep. You can then even ask additional questions using a text interface. You can hang up, or at that point, you can pick up the call. What's great is that if the scammer on the other end of the line just hangs up, you will never even notice the call. This is incredible.
No, I think this is overkill. My phone already has scam likely, and if it's scam likely, it's going to voicemail. And if it's something important,
well, but this takes it one step further. Because sometimes, Sam, a call will come in. This happened to me today. It was somebody I actually needed, but I didn't recognize the number. This will do that interface where the phone will say, state your name and state your business. And if they say, it's so-and-so from your eye doctor, then yes, I will pick up that call or I will call them back.
No, this is too much.
Why do you think it's too much?
Make answering phone calls great again.
I also hate the Apple feature that allows you to answer the phone when it's already been sent to voicemail.
Right.
So nothing scares you more than when you're driving. It's on Bluetooth. It's hands-free.
And, yeah.
You know, you call your mom. Hey, mom, I'm just giving you a call. It's, you know, 4 o'clock on a Tuesday. How you doing? Hey, whoa, what is going on?
Yeah. Halfway through the... But see, that's how old answering machines used to work. Remember, you would be leaving a message on the physical answering machine, and it would go, beep, oh, sorry, yay, I just got here.
Maybe it was the beep, because there was always a beep when they would answer from the answering machine. And with the new iPhone, there is no beep. They just start talking.
913-586-7798. I'd pay money for that upgrade. I really would, to keep the scammers out of my phone. But will it work, or will they just find another way around it? My guess is they'll find another way around it. We'll take some of your thoughts on that straight ahead. You're listening to Dana and Parks.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. but that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters, and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Look, advertising works and advertising is powerful. I say that as someone who has been in the business of selling air for many years.
Yes.
It's what makes television and radio go, right?
Keeps the lights on.
However, Sam found this story in the Stack. I didn't even know that this type of ad existed, but they're getting rid of it, and people who smoke are upset. Former smokers are upset. Listen to this from CBS News. The quit smoking ads that helped millions of people are ending. A former smoker and experts fear what comes next. The Center for Disease Control and Prevention's, quote, tips from former smokers ads are set to stop running at the end of September. Is this the one with the woman that takes off the wig? And she's bald, and
they're showing you all of the horrifying things that can happen to you because of smoking.
Speaking through one of the boxes.
I will pull one up.
Because she lost her voice.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to be honest, Sam. I don't remember the last time I saw one of those ads. I don't watch a ton of cable television, but I thought those were popular like 10 years ago. Not necessarily right now.
I've seen them all over the place, but it is certainly an interesting time to be getting rid of them, considering the fact that we are seeing young people in particular return to smoking in droves.
Okay. So you know about the ads we're talking about.
Here's one.
Yeah. Hey, they're tough.
I wish I'd never seen a cigarette in my entire life.
Okay, stop. It weirds me out. It's hard to watch. The minute I said those ads, I thought of that bald woman. And then I hear that, and I'm like, yep, I remember that. But listen to this. It's been 13 years that these tough and honest commercials told real stories about the harm of smoking. It also pointed people to free help at 1-800-QUIT-NOW. And apparently when those ads ran, calls to the quit line jumped, according to Scientific Research Institute, RTI International. Many people tried to quit. Some of them did and stuck with it. One of them is a woman named Leslie Allison. She says she's alive today because she called. Leslie started coughing up blood in 2014 after smoking for more than 40 years. Okay, I'm sorry, but is it possible that she stopped smoking because she coughed up blood and not because of the ads? I'm just throwing that out there. Like, I start coughing up blood, I'm calling 911. Anyway, she says she quit. She slipped one time, 30 days in, and then since then she has never, ever touched cigarettes again. Okay? She called the hotline. Hotline helped her. 11 and a half years later, she's still smoke-free. And that's great, right? Researchers have tracked the TIPS campaign closely. When ads aired on television or online, calls to the 1-800-QUIT-NOW hotline rose. When the ad stopped, calls dropped. The CDC campaign helped spark millions of quit attempts and over 1 million long-term quits.
How do they know?
I don't know, Sam. Between 2012 and 2023.
So I've always wondered how effective these things really are. And what really blew my mind is when I got the honor to travel over to Europe.
Okay.
I was in the Amsterdam airport. I was walking through the airport, and we had a huge layover, so I had plenty of time to explore that massive airport. And I couldn't help but notice through one of the windows that there was a wall of just cigarettes. And
yeah.
I mean, like, floor to ceiling, 30 feet long, every kind of cigarette you could possibly think of. And that caught my attention because I had never seen something like that, even working in a gas station. And I thought to myself, I got to go in and check that out. Every single carton of cigarettes, the entire back of the carton, was a horrifying picture of somebody with an amputated foot, somebody who needed to use a voice box, somebody, basically the same images that we would see in those CDC commercials.
They put it all over the cartons.
Were all over the cartons, all over every single cigarette pack. And you know what I couldn't help but notice?
People were buying them?
Hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people were waiting in line to buy their carton of cigarettes. Yep. It does nothing. You have to want to quit.
So the hotline, by the way, and that campaign, it's run out of funding because of federal cuts to the CDC. So they're losing the funding for the call takers to help you through the quitting. To your point, Sam, people already know smoking is bad. And I would suggest the woman who actually ended up quitting that they profiled in this story quit because she was coughing up blood.
Yeah.
And her doctor literally said, you have smoked your last cigarette today. If you don't, you're going to die.
She didn't quit because she called 1-800-QUIT-NOW and they were like, well,
now they might have helped her. I mean, I think there was really a counselor that told her, you know, stick at it. Don't keep the cigarettes in the house.
But no matter what a counselor is going to say with you, if you wake up tomorrow and you decide, you know what, I'm going to drive to the gas station, I'm going to get that pack of cigarettes and I'm going to smoke one. That's your decision on that day. So I just wonder, they say like, oh, it led to millions of people quitting. How do you know?
Quit lines in some states may disappear altogether when the budget cuts hit. In others, services are being cut back from several calls to just one. And nicotine replacement therapy that used to be available for all callers may now only be given to a handful of callers. So here's my question. When you quit, if you quit, what was it that did it for you? I'm not saying that hotline is a bad thing. I'm not saying that at all.
I'm not saying that either.
But we all know that smoking is horrible for you, and people still pay to do it. Drinking isn't great for you.
It's literally poison.
So, and you know what I'm going to do when I get home tonight? Let me just tell you right now. I'm going to have a glass of wine when I get home.
Yeah.
So I struggle with the efficacy of something like a hotline. Now, you will get no argument from me, Sam. Younger people are starting up again. I don't know why. We went through this great phase where everyone understood smoking was bad and we're not going to start it up. And then vaping happened. Then kids started vaping. And now we're hearing that the kids think the smoking is actually better than the vaping. So they're going back to traditional cigarettes.
Yeah.
We've come full circle. We are so dumb, we have come full circle.
Or those nicotine pouches are flying off the shelf. Yeah.
Those Zyns or whatever
back.
You call them?
Yeah. I mean, there's 30 different brands.
913-586-7798. Have you quit? And if you quit, what helped? Was it your doctor saying, you're going to get cancer, you're coughing up blood, you're about to die, stop? Or do you like the idea of the hotline? I didn't even know there was a hotline, but I'm not a smoker. 913-586-7798. We'll take your call straight ahead. So if you're going to quit, really any bad habit, what made you do it? And does the smoking cessation hotline help? Because it's going away. I want to be clear. I think there are hotlines that do help. I think there are hotlines that save lives. The suicide hotline, 100%. But the smoking hotline, oh no. Let's go to Steve in KCK. If you quit, how? Steve, hi, go ahead.
Dana, I actually quit because I went to jail and I was in there for 6 months, so I couldn't smoke.
Okay.
And when I got out, I was like, okay, I'm going to continue this. I'm not going to smoke. I'm not going to smoke. I'm not going to do it. And then I got a job, and I found a hot coworker, and she smoked every once in a while. And I was like, just to talk to her, I was like, hey, let me have a puff. That one puff became another puff. Before you know it, I was buying a pack of cigarettes again.
You started back up after 6 months quitting, Steve?
Yes.
Have you quit since, or did you go all the way back?
I've been trying to. I've been reducing it. You know, now a pack lasts me like probably 3 to 4 days. And sometimes I take the nicotine pill.
Okay.
You know, just to I break off a little piece of it and just to stay me off. But it's so hard.
Thank you for your honesty, Steve. Thank you for your honesty, truly. Keep at it.
All right. Thank you. Bye.
Yep. And I think you have another couple days to call 1-800-QUIT-NOW.
To be clear, and I'm getting kind of lit up.
That's helpful.
Ironically, lit up on the text line for me saying it's a choice every single day. I'm not saying it's an easy choice, but it is a choice. You either choose to light that cigarette or you choose not to. And there wouldn't be hundreds of stories of people quitting cold turkey who were just as addicted to nicotine as the next guy if it wasn't possible.
Let's go to Dakota in St. Joe. Hey, Dakota.
Hey, guys. So hi. I started smoking when I was 12, and I figured I would be the person that died with a cigarette in my hand.
Yep.
So a couple of years ago, my daughter, who at the time was 4, asked me for her birthday. The present she wanted was for me to quit smoking.
So
quit turkey for her birthday. And I picked it up last year again due to higher stress levels and stuff. But I'm starting to whittle that back down and get back off of it again. The issue I have is that anybody I talk to, anybody that has quit smoking, didn't do it because of the commercials. The commercials just annoy you.
Right.
They just tick you off as a cigarette smoker.
Because you know it's bad for you.
Yeah. Medical reason or, someone in their family just finally broke them down. And if you look, I don't know if I'm allowed to say the name of the organization that puts those commercials on, but if you look at their website that they put up on the screen on all those commercials, all of the studies that they do on how successful their quit smoking campaigns are.
Yeah.
The results and the site sources are themselves. Everything, every study that they do is cited from a study that is completely unrelated that they've done before. Or in some cases, studies that are dated that haven't even happened yet.
Huh.
So I don't see these commercials going away being really an issue. The hotline, maybe, but...
But Dakota, how would it help you if you had someone on the other end of that line saying, Dakota, you know it's bad for you, don't smoke? Like, how does that help?
I tried the quit smoking hotline. It didn't help me at all. It didn't matter.
But you if did call you smoke, wait, you did call it?
Yeah, I tried it for about 3 weeks. Anytime I felt like I really needed a cigarette, I'd call them up and they'd try and talk me out of smoking. And ultimately, Sam's right. It was my choice. I chose to light up that cigarette every time because that quick gratification of relieving stress was more important than myself or my family.
Man, Dakota, thank you for the call and thank you for your honesty. Truly.
And how many smokers do we know that live paycheck to paycheck? And how many smokers do we know that can't go on a family vacation every single year?
The sin tax is a poor tax. We've talked about that before on the program.
So if you're a pack-a-day smoker, you're averaging $3,800 a year on cigarettes.
Wait a minute. Let's go to Phyllis in Shawnee. I love this. Phyllis, go ahead.
Yes. Hello.
Hi.
Hi. I quit smoking when I was 30 by hypnosis, and I can guarantee anyone can quit smoking. It may take about 30 days, and you have to be very strict with listening to your hypnosis tape to stop smoking.
Okay, wait, Phyllis. I've always wondered about this because I've seen these ads. And we can't promise anybody that anything's going to work for them. But you're saying this worked for you. It was a tape, and did you listen to it when you went to bed?
Yes, I listened to it in the morning. I had the tape player on bed. I listened to it every night. And because I was so afraid if I'd have a withdrawal, I would start smoking again.
Okay, and then what do they tell you on the tape? What does it say? Is it like it's like a guy's voice?
No, it was a lady that she held a class that I went to, and then I bought her tape. And it was, to be honest with you, you can go to sleep, and and you don't have to listen to it at all awake. You can just go to sleep, and it'll just go into your subconscious. And if someone, I just think hypnosis can take care of a lot of issues, even, you know, overeating, everything, you know.
Phyllis, I never talked to anyone who did the tapes and, like, the subliminal.
You do not want to smoke.
Do not smoke.
You do not want to smoke.
What is it, a ghost on the other end of the tape? Sam? Let's go to Jim in Clinton. Hey, Jim.
Hey there. Love the show.
Thank you.
I smoked for 40 years. In those 40 years, I quit once for 6 months and once for about 9 months, but always went back.
Okay.
October 15th will be 2 years. I haven't smoked and touched a cigarette and really even wanted one. But I do have a crutch of I use nicotine pills.
Okay.
And I probably take 15 of those a day. I probably eat that many of them, or I suck on them and then kind of chew them. And I don't know if it's still bad for me, but this, I figure it's better than the smoke and the carcinogens going into my lungs. And I would see those ads, and I didn't, it would always make you think, gosh, I need to quit smoking. It didn't bother me like the previous caller. It didn't make me mad, but it's like, it would say, oh, you really need to do that. But it comes down to, you just have to want to do it. One night, October the 15th, and 2 years ago, I smoked a cigarette, and I just could not hardly breathe. And I thought, this is stupid. I've got 7 grandkids that are under 8 years old, and I'm not going to live very long to watch them. And I just quit and never went back, but I do use the pills.
Okay, but 15 a day, Jim, and yep. I'm going to look this up. I don't know what the side effect is of a little bit of a nicotine fix every single day. I do know Scott, when he quit chewing, just went from the chewing addiction to the nicotine patch addiction. He has never, ever not worn a patch.
Well, and I could be mistaken here, so text line, correct me if I'm wrong, but in all of the research I've done over the years, the DARE program, the whole nine, it's not the nicotine that gives you the cancer. It's all the other stuff.
It's all the other stuff. Now, that being said, we looked it up at one point, and those nicotine patches that Scott uses,
you're supposed to use them for 6 to 8 months?
6 to 8 months. He's been on them 10 years.
Not 70 to 80 months?
Yeah, but what's funny is they've never even studied anyone that's been on them that long. Like there was no research available on someone that just put that patch on and never took it off for that many years.
We've got their first case.
913-586-7798. We will take your calls straight ahead. You're listening to Dana and Parks.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Wrap it up our conversation. We'll try to get everybody in. We've got a jam-packed board here as we talk about the quit smoking ads that have lost funding. The 1-800-QUIT-NOW hotline is, if it's not going completely away, it's going to be significantly scaled down. And then those ads where you would see, you know, the woman without the hair and she takes the wig off and
what
she's,
I truly
oh,
regret.
She's speaking through those are going away too. And the CDC is saying like that was an important part of smoking cessation plans for a lot of Americans.
Now, I do wonder if you are truly interested in quitting smoking, the resources are still out there just because they're not coming through the CDC, just because you don't have that one particular hotline number. You can Google, how do I quit smoking?
And sure.
Tons of different resources will pop up.
Let's start with Dave in Liberty. Hi, Dave. Go ahead.
I love, love, love your show.
Oh, thank you so much.
You and Sam are a great combo.
Oh, you're really very sweet. Well, we miss Scott, but he'll be back tomorrow.
There you go. Okay. I stumbled into it. I literally did. I always wanted to quit, and I tried all kinds of things to quit, but I couldn't. I kept going back like a dummy. Then one time I got sick. I got the flu. Sicker than a dog for like 3 or 4 days. I didn't even want to look at a cigarette. About the fifth day, I was feeling better, and I thought, nah, I better not have one yet. So it was the sixth day roll by, and I felt better, and I thought, okay, I'm going to go one more day.
Yeah.
Just one more day. And then, seventh day came, I was feeling great, okay? And then I thought, okay, now wait a minute. I've went 6 days now. Let's go one more day. And Dana, I'm telling you, and Sam, each for a long time, it was one day at a time.
Yeah.
Literally. And there were times it was one hour at a time, one 15-minute period at a time. But I was tired of being ruled by those darn things.
Is it also, Dave, was it social for you that if you're around other people who are smoking, it's almost impossible to say no?
Oh, it was cool. I mean, this is years ago when smoking was the cool thing. I was in college and it was hip. It was cool.
Yeah.
And it was, it was a social thing. And same with, I'm just so glad that and one day it was like all of a sudden 2 months went by and I thought, wow, I haven't smoked in 2 months. And then every now and then I'd still feel like, well, you know, man, I really enjoyed it. Maybe I could pick one up again. No. Once you quit, you cannot pick up a cigarette and try one socially. You can't.
Dave, we got a lot of people that want to get in. I'm glad you just said that, because how many callers have we had that they said, I just wanted one, and then one turns into I'm completely off the wagon?
It goes back to that daily choice. It one day at a time. They talk about it in the program for other substances for a reason.
Let's go to
one day at a time.
David in Grandview. Hey, David.
Hey, love the show.
Thank you. Go ahead.
So I smoked and chewed for 31 years.
Woo!
And I quit on June 23rd last year because I had a Widowmaker heart attack.
Widowmaker, yes.
Almost didn't survive it. And I almost didn't survive it twice because I had complications in the cath lab too. Never pick up another bit of nicotine ever again.
Well, David, a Widowmaker will do that. And we're glad you're okay. Let's go to Amanda in Ottawa. Amanda, hi.
Hello.
Go ahead.
I've been smoking since I was 15. I'm 39 now.
I quit off and on for many of years. Eventually talked to my doctor and she put me on Wellbutrin, which is really an antidepressant. But yeah. One out of five people get a known smoking sensation. I just happened to be that lucky one. And honestly, after they said taper down on a pack of cigarettes for 5 days, that fifth day I woke up and felt like I never smoked a cigarette in my life. Didn't want one, didn't have an urge for one. And that lasted 8 months, but then that medicine kind of wore off and I picked it up and put it down. I'm currently smoking right now, but listening to the show, I'm thinking I got to quit again.
Amanda, you do it, girl. You put that down and you do it. Maybe this is the little nudge that you need. We'll wrap up with Stephen in Olathe. Hey, Stephen, go ahead.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. Yeah. I smoked for 20 years and was finally able to quit when I was 29. And, the thing was, is that was making the decision to actually do it and go through with it. I quit cold turkey, but it really wasn't that hard unless I was doing that anything that was revolving around stress thinking. Then I found my hands searching for my cigarettes. But, you know, you can do whatever you want to, whether it's listening to the tapes or getting hypnotized or just quitting cold turkey. Making the decision is what's going to make it better. And not a hotline.
Yeah.
Maybe one or two people out of 100 or 1,000 will say that the hotline helped me, but it's really making that decision to and committing to the decision of quitting smoking that everyone has.
Stephen, we're glad you quit and good for you. And thank you for the call. Sam, you could have an accountability buddy. People have that with gym partners.
I am now a paid accountability buddy.
If the hotline
working out
goes away,
yeah,
tap one of your friends, have an accountability buddy and say, look, if you're feeling like reaching for a cigarette, call your accountability buddy.
And we're not saying it's easy. It's not. It's hard. But just make the choice.
913-586-7798. We have an update on the wave of awful hoaxes. The library college campus hoax thing in Kansas State got hit last night.
And how many different campuses across the country have been affected?
Have we not tracked down who's behind the calls? We need to figure out who's behind the calls.
And we're 30 minutes late, but I do have an ADD word of the day for
you. Oh, let's do that when we get back too. 913-586-7798. You're listening to Dana and Parks.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth.
I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.